Welcome to the WBFO Press Pass. I'm Mark Scott, and I'm joined by Buffalo Spree editor Elizabeth Licata. Hi there.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, Buffalo Spree is a magazine that celebrates life in Buffalo, whether it's at home or out at restaurants, theaters, museums. But we would be remiss if we didn't touch on what's happening in our community since May, and that's the protests against police brutality. Now, the protests started after the June issue of Buffalo Spree was issued. So I'm wondering, will you be addressing this in July, and how do you think you'll do that?
Well, certainly we will be touching upon it. There are many activists in the community whom we've been talking to all along for lots of different reasons, and we'll talk to them again. And in fact, I have personally attended a few of the protests, of course, safely and wearing a mask as everyone else was. And they are bringing up issues that must be discussed by everyone.
Now, the protests are nothing new in Buffalo. They happen all the time, but usually after an immediate crisis ends and the protests cease, it's back to the status quo. But this time it appears to be different, that we're going to see some changes.
Well, you know, I also should mention that our online columnist, Bruce Adams, has so far published two columns at least about the protests. So we do have a way of commenting on things as they happen. And one of the things he said, that even after the 1967 protests and subsequent riots, and I don't know much about those. I think I'm a little bit younger than Bruce, but the needle moved a little bit. Even the worst kinds of disturbances, they can create change. And I think that change will come out of these. I really do.
Well, let's move on to the reopening of Western New York following the coronavirus pandemic. Today is phase three beginning, and that means restaurants may resume indoor dining, though at just 50% capacity. What are you hearing from restaurant owners when it comes to the challenges of reopening at the same time the coronavirus is still present?
Well, I think that most restaurant owners plan to comply in every way. They're discussing it online. Everyone's going to be masked that work there. The patrons are going to be required to do so. And they're going to do the best they can within the guidelines. And nobody wants, I don't think anybody wants a resurgence of this thing. So I think they're looking forward to opening. And a lot of them have been doing amazing takeout programs. I've seen some great creativity throughout this pandemic from these restaurants, and I know it hasn't been fun for them.
Well, this is entirely anecdotal, but I have noticed some busy patios outside restaurants I've passed since outdoor dining was allowed to resume about 10 days ago. So it seems like people are willing to start patronizing their local restaurants again.
Well, they can't wait. Some friends of mine went to Waxlight. We were just talking about it yesterday. I think that they went Friday night. And they described it. They said they went with other friends who sat at a table distance from them. They had a great time. And the food that they described was so amazing, so innovative. I just wanted to go there immediately myself.
Now, after a one-month absence, the print edition of Buffalo Spree returned in June, and you note in your letter you're leaving coronavirus coverage, for the most part, to other media. Instead, you're focusing on the at-home experience, and as we discussed last month, that at-home experience starts, for many, with a rediscovery of the joys of gardening.
Well, it's unfortunately the timing was correct with the pandemic. It came on just as you were able to go outside and start working in your garden, given a few bad days in May, as you know. And it's still burgeoning, and I think people are looking forward to a garden walk that will include some physical experiences and some virtual experiences. And people are starting to show their new gardens in the garden group that I administer on Facebook. People are starting to show the results of the work that they did in late May. And it's really, it's a very positive thing.
Now, before picking up the June issue, I was thinking of asking you about the way many cultural organizations are trying to share virtual experiences while theaters, concert halls, and museums are closed. And lo and behold, you had an article about it, written by you. So what do you think works and what doesn't work when it comes to sharing the arts online?
Well, it's really interesting. There are a lot of, you know, performances, theater performances that are already have been taped, can be seen. And if it's a great performance, you'll enjoy it. If it's not so great, you won't. So that's pretty straightforward. But there's been other things that I've really enjoyed that could only happen during a pandemic. And I don't know about you, Mark, but the BPO musicians performing from their homes, usually short works. And some of them would do like a split screen thing where you'd see three images of them playing all three parts to, say, a concerto that needs three violas, but obviously he just has one, and doing an amazing job at it. I think those have been my favorites. And also Torn Spaces, a downloadable audio program that you could, say, take a walk in the woods or something like that and listen to it, and it would have music and poetry and so on. That was extremely creative and fun for people to do alone, meant to be done alone.
It's interesting you mentioned the BPO, and I saw on WNED-TV a brief performance put together featuring the Philharmonic and dozens of musicians with Joanne Folletta in the middle conducting, and it just gave me shivers. I mean, it was so well done. Have you seen that?
Yes, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And there's also some portraits that are going to come online on WNED-TV of various BPO musicians.
Yeah, that's that indeed started last night, I believe, on WNED.
But there's just nothing like, I just have to get back to these performers just in jeans, whatever, and just performing from the, you'd see their dogs in the background, but still, beautiful music. Can happen anywhere.
Yeah. What doesn't really work, and you might reflect on this as a former curator for a museum, sharing works of art online, it's just not the same as being in the presence of the actual artwork.
No, it's very flat. It's like, it's the same as looking at photographs of the work. I mean, they do what they can to make you can move through them, you know, using, you know, the technology is better, but and I appreciate it, but there's just nothing like seeing it. And I think phase four will include museums and galleries. And I believe of all the art forms, this is where they can excel at this time at distancing people because they don't get big crowds to begin with. It's not a crowd experience. It's not like going to a concert where you're, you know, shoulder to shoulder with hundreds of other people. Normally, if you go into the Albright Knox, you could be one of two or three people in a gallery, or that's a bad example. They're closed, but the Birchfield Penny, we will be running some coverage of their opening plans. But I think that they can successfully bring people back in.
Finally, ever since the pandemic began and even before, we were all urged to frequently wash our hands. So based on that, there's an article about Buffalo companies that make soaps. And who knew there are seven Western New York soap brands to try?
Oh, I bet I'll hear about the ones we left out, Mark. I'm sure of it. I bet there's more. But some of these are very familiar to me. Others I had not heard of. And one of them, I'm not even going to say the name of because I'm not really sure what your rules are.
Yeah.
But the Alpine soap, Alpine made soap, you will often see at farmers markets, and I have some of that. And then I have to do a shout out to Aramel Soaps and That's Soap Buffalo because that is that company is owned by our own Robert Lenhart, who works for Spree.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, this is a way of helping out a local business and doing the right thing during this pandemic.
And they're beautiful organic soaps, they smell delicious, and they're actually better than commercial soaps, a lot of these. So why not?
Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. Mark Scott, WBFO News.